How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. Two games, two wins. That's how we like it. Today we got Marcus Stroman on the mound against Hunter Brown. Going to be an interesting one, but Yankees once again are being, the odds are against them. They're +1.5 today, despite winning the first two games. And we'll talk about yesterday's game a little bit and the impact of several young players, notably Oswaldo Cabrera, Anthony Volpe, and the star power certainly is out. Juan Soto with another diving grab, a couple more hit, three hits yesterday. Our hit parlay, once again, successful. So we parlayed together Rizzo and Juan Soto getting a hit each for our +123 odds, I believe it was. And it was an easy sweep there. And then we also got our day one ladder challenge in the NBA sweeped up. So if you're interested in our fireside bets, you can hit us up in the Discord. We'll let you know in the comment section. We'll drop a link there so you can join. But looking at yesterday's game, Carlos Rodon had a couple of nice outs, a couple of nice innings there. A couple of interesting situations, but nonetheless, nothing to write home about. You know, one run is fine. The bullpen looks fantastic. Oswaldo Cabrera looks like the freaking next Derek Jeter. I don't know what's going on with that guy, but suddenly, after the polarizing spring he had, he's absolutely on fire in the batter's box. The guy was a hit, just a walking hit every single time he went up there. So we love to see that, Ryan. But how are you feeling right now about this team? And honestly, the fact that we've already fought back from two wins, you know, two deficits, right? 1-0 is nothing to really write home about, but still a deficit. They've showcased that resilience, showcased that grit. That's what the Yankee team last year lacked, that ability to fight, that ability to come back. You're seeing it firsthand. This team can fight and come back now with Juan Soto leading the charge. Those guys, they're looking up to him as the guy that's going to get it started, and he's certainly putting together some very, very good at-bats. Once Aaron Judge starts get going here, this is going to be a really hard offense to stop, and ultimately I'm really excited to see how these guys come together as a unit. We saw some good stuff from Austin Wells. That bunt was a thing of freaking beauty. We just saw a lot of good baseball, ultimately. A lot of really good, clean baseball yesterday from the Yankees, and you know, taking advantage of some errors on the Houston side. But, you know, what is your early impression of this team, the game yesterday, any standout performances? Of course, we'll talk about Cabrera and how he's performed up to this point.
Yeah, so the first thing I wanted to mention is kind of what you hinted at with Judge. Aaron Judge has a 28 WRC+. Aaron Judge is hitting .111. And that's not to say his season's over, like he's a bomb, this isn't that. It's to say the Yankees have just won two baseball games with Aaron Judge really not doing anything. In fact, Aaron Judge probably did more harm to the offense than any good. So in any game where the Yankees got a 1-4-9 performance over two games from Aaron Judge with no home runs, they're losing both. Not even a conversation. It's not a debate. Can't argue it. They would lose both of those games. Juan Soto is just, he's been such a difference maker. I know he hasn't hit some big home runner, hasn't had an iconic offensive play, but defensively he's looking a little bit better out there. And then it's just a consistency hitting wise, right? Like just having a guy who can just rack up hits like that. Obviously, when the power starts coming into the fold a little bit, I mean, the first thing that's really, the swing that really impressed me was that opposite field double. I mean, it looks like he wasn't even trying. It looks like he was just kind of like, whatever. Just kind of like, throw the bat out there, see what happens. And he just drives the ball off the wall there in that eighth inning rally. That eighth inning rally, really, it felt like a rally you don't see from the Yankees in any other season, right? Like, it didn't feel like a 2023 team rally. This felt like a rally that only this team could pull off, and that's unbelievable at-bats, putting pressure on the Astros. The Astros, look, one thing that teams have always been able to do, at least against the Yankees last year, was go, all right, we're just not going to let you guys get on base. And the Yankees have flooded the base paths. I know they haven't always converted, but they are getting on base at a really high clip. They have a .414 on base, only behind the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have just beaten the crap out of the Colorado Rockies. I don't know if you saw that game. They scored like 16 runs through three innings. They had a 14-run inning. It was crazy. All condolences if you're a fan of the Colorado Rockies. Like, I feel so bad for you. You might be a marginalized group at this point. So, but getting back to the Yankees here, it's, again, the ability to just get on base. They're not hitting for power right now. They have a .143 team ISO. They're slugging .429. They've only hit two home runs. That is still the 10th most, but, like, there hasn't been this isn't an extra base hit barrage, and they're still scoring a lot of runs. They've scored seven yesterday. They scored five the game before. Those are really good offensive performances against an Astros team that you expect to have a very good pitching staff. And another thing is you're getting wins while Gerrit Cole is hurt and during this part of the schedule. The first seven games are against the Astros and the Diamondbacks. We just mentioned, I know it's the Colorado Rockies, but they're still bludgeoning them. Like, they're embarrassing them. They're pantsing them. That's what really good teams do. They just go into it. They take on a bad team, and then they make them regret baseball. You start asking yourself if that bad team belongs on the same field as them. That's what good teams do. So I do think the Diamondbacks are very good. I think this is a good test for the Yankees early on. If they're able to go 5-2 in those seven games, again, without Gerrit Cole, you're going to be feeling very good. I talked about, you know, the stock's not going to go too high or too low if you go 0-4 or 4-0. It's four games. You got to measure the team throughout the course of an entire season. But really, I mean, if you grab one of these two games in this series, the Marcus Stroman start or the Clark Schmidt start, yeah, you had a very successful opening series. You had an extremely, I don't want to settle for a split. At this point, I don't want to settle for a split, Alex. I'll live with it. Like, at this point, the Yankees can't fail in this series, but I would like to see a series win at this point. I'm not one of those people who go, oh, okay, you split. That's fine. No, that's not how you win a division. That's not how you win the World Series. It's not how you win these tiebreakers. The Astros could be in the wild card this year because the Rangers are good. The Mariners are good. The ALS is stacked. If you would like to keep the Astros out of the playoffs, or if you would like to get the higher seed over them, number one, you want to have a better record, but number two, you need to have the tiebreaker. And the first category for the tiebreaker is head-to-head matchups. Since the Yankees and Astros play seven games against each other, they can't split the season series. One of the two are going to have an advantage over the other, and Alex, it'd be a lot nicer to have that advantage over them because when it's in the middle of July and you're like, damn, we're only two games up in the division, and if we fall into the wild card, we're only two games up on other teams because everything is so close. You want that tiebreaker because it means that if the Astros are two games back from you, they're actually 2.5 or three games back from you. They have to be better than you. They can't tie you. So those things matter. These games definitely matter a lot. Don't let people tell you they don't because they definitely do.
When you fast forward to the end of the season, like, and it's, the race is coming to a close there, these games end up becoming massive, especially because it's a division game and the Astros are a rival. It's also just a momentum thing. You know what I mean? Now the Astros feel like they're pressed up against the wall. They have to win a game here. And look, I actually feel, like, call me crazy, I feel most confident about Stroman than I have about Rodon or Cortez. I feel more confident he's going to do a good job today than those two were, just based on spring training performances alone. Of course, Nestor had a little bit of a bumpy ride and then, you know, settled down as the game went on. Rodon had a really solid start yesterday. I think Stroman is actually probably, he had a great spring, so I'm excited to see what he can do. And this Astros team is going to, produce a lot of ground balls against him. And, you know, they've kind of struggled a little bit to get going. So the Yankees and their offense are capable of picking things up. Like, think about it. If Judge has been bad the first two games, like, I guess by his own standard, has been not very good. If he picks it up today, if he starts hitting, Hunter Brown last year was horrible. He has had a good spring. He's added a sweeper. He's now maybe a decent pitcher. Maybe he's a 4 ERA guy. Maybe like Clark Schmidt level, let's estimate. The Yankees can destroy him, right? They can destroy him. I think Judge comes out today. He knows he's struggling the first two games. He missed a couple, and I think that's kind of a product of he was missing at bats towards the end of spring. He had that abdominal issue. He wasn't really in flow, wasn't in rhythm, was kind of trying to rehab a little bit. They were giving him some days off. I think he needs a little bit of time to get going here, but once he does, man. I mean, we have the parlay today. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto for a hit each. That's our parlay for today. So if you want to lock that in with us, we'll be tailing that throughout the game and watching, obviously. But I'm pretty confident that today we're going to get some action from Judge. I think, you know, he needs a couple days. He's got the first two games out of the way. Hunter Brown, you could argue, is worse than Christian Javier and Framber Valdez. I think we're going to get a good one. And, you know, you said before we started recording that he's not very good against right-handed batters. So this definitely favors Judge to a degree. Excited to see how that goes. But let's talk about Oswaldo Cabrera for a second. This, you know, red-hot utility man helping supplement the loss of DJ LeMahieu. Gleyber Torres, they said that John Birdie was going to start today. I don't know how you start him now if Gleyber Torres plays. You have to keep going with Oswaldo Cabrera. But if I'm assuming Gleyber Torres isn't going to play. They pulled him out of yesterday's game, or he actually pulled himself out. He was having trouble throwing the ball. And, with that being said, got x-rays. Everything came back negative. Probably just a nice bruise on his hand, if we're being honest. But as we know, bruises can be quite substantial because it was a throwing hand. You have to hold the bat. If he doesn't have power from that hand, it's going to be tough. Throwing the ball, is he a liability? Can he slide into a bag? You know, like there's a lot of nuanced parts of this game that, you know, he might not be able to do at a high level if his hand is hurting him like that. So we can see John Birdie start at third and maybe they kick Cabrera over to second base or vice versa. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened today. So we'll see how they go there. But Cabrera has six hits over his first two games, a couple runs, a couple RBIs. He's been slapping the ball, good contact, has a home run. he's been a catalyst for this team, and this was not expected. We were like, this guy's an automatic out, and he's been anything but that. He's been an absolute contributor, and probably one of the best on this team right now, aside from Soto, who's just been showcasing his star power left and right. What are your early thoughts on Cabrera? As I said in yesterday's episode, ride the hot hand. No reason to make any changes until he goes through a cold streak right now, or until DJ LeMahieu returns. And even then, if Cabrera's kicking ass, why do you need DJ to be starting immediately? You could argue. I think Cabrera will quiet down a little bit. But this red hot start is certainly very, very encouraging for the duration of the season. Maybe he has taken a big step forward offensively, and that confidence is growing. We know baseball, it's a mental game most of the time. And if Cabrera is capable mentally, I think he's going to produce physically. What are your thoughts early on about Cabrera's impact?
Yeah, so personally speaking, I mean, look, I don't think that we can sit here and, like, I don't think it's fair for me to sit here and start, like, doing this. Okay, Cabrera's clearly back. His season's going to be very good. There's no doubt about it because, again, we're two games into the year, right? Like, I don't want to jump the gun, but I also want to talk about how impressive those changes have been because, yeah, he has made changes. Like, there is a difference between saying, okay, a player is completely back and, you know, I don't want, because there's, I understand the mistrust with this team. I understand the, like, you know, we've done the song and dance of being very good to start a year. We've done the song and dance of, you know, not having, having players get off the hot starts and cooling off. We've kind of seen this team fall on its face in a million different ways, right? Like 2021, they were just bad to start the year. They pick it up down the stretch and then they just lose it. In 2022, obviously the great start and then, you know, they lose it. In 2023, they just, after Judge got hurt, they didn't have any depth. And a lot of every single nightmare we had came true about that team. And, you know, we'll wait and see if this team's the same case. We'll know about this team later on. But Cabrera had, like, his bat angle is 2.9 degrees flatter. I think that's good for him because, not saying he shouldn't hit fly balls, he should. I think he's a fly ball hitter. I've written about this. He is a fly ball hitter. The Yankees, he'll be at his best when he's a fly ball hitter. Like, no doubt about it. But it's the ability to, yeah, say, all right, I can loop this ball into right field. I can hit a ground ball the other way and not roll it over. I can hit one up the middle. Batted ball distribution, spray angles, stuff of that nature, generating ideal contact on batted balls. All of these things are so important, and it's a matter of just he looks more confident at the plate. Is he going to have a 1.778 OPS all season? No, we know that, right? But can he have a 105 WRC+? Would I take that? Absolutely. No doubt about it. Would 100% take that. Because if you have a young infielder giving you above average offense, and we know the defender he is, we know the base runner he is, that's a cornerstone player. You're getting above market value for a player who isn't making any money, right? Like that's how teams are going to view this. You know, I was listening to former Mets GM Zach Scott. He has this podcast where he's talking about long-term deals, right? If you want the Yankees to be able to give out a contract to Juan Soto and feel fine doing that while paying Gerrit Cole, while paying Aaron Judge, while paying this guy, that guy, this guy, they need their young players to step up because if they can, then you've got young contributors making next to nothing, getting a bunch of value out of them. Look at left field. Like next year, you could imagine Dominguez is the left fielder. In center field, perhaps you have, Spencer Jones and you have Aaron Judge in right and you have, Soto at DH or Judge and Soto splitting right field DH. I don't know, right? You've got, you know, first base, maybe Ben Rice steps up. Maybe at second base, Viva steps up or Cabrera steps up or Durbin steps up, whatever it may be. You know, I love Gleyber Torres, but let's talk about the reality of the Yankees are probably not going to pay the guy. You have Volpe at short. We know he's making next to nothing. Wells, we know he's making next to nothing. So, you know, when you can start building a roster of guys, and look at the bullpen. I mean, who's making money in that bullpen outside of the ARB guys? Holmes is making some money because of arbitration. Loaizaga is making money because of arbitration, but it's not much compared to, like, other relievers. And they'll let them go. Like, they'll probably let every single reliever free agent, minus maybe Clay Holmes, walk in free agency. And they'll just reload. Luke Weaver, right? Like, we're talking about Luke Weaver. We're talking about a guy like a career 5 ERA. We're talking about a guy who has never been good at the major league level outside of one stretch in 2019. One good year. One, that's it. And he's probably going to be a contributor in this bullpen. And he'll probably be good. That's the craziest part. He'll probably be a good reliever. Clayton Beter, 3 pitches, 3 outs against Altuve, Alvarez, and Kyle Tucker. Sure, man. You know what I mean? Like, That's just what this team does. So they've done it on the pitching side of things in the bullpen. You'd like to see them do it a little bit in the rotation. Luis Gil, Clark Schmidt, that's why those two guys are going to be increasingly important as weeks go on. Now let's see them do it with the position players, because if you can do that, then yeah, there's no question about what they can afford Juan Soto. There's no question about, you know, what they're going to do here, there, whatever. And end of the day, this team's going to be able to win sustainably for a very long time. That's really, you want to win a World Series and you also want to be sustainably good. You don't want, you know, you don't want to win a World Series and then be like the Washington Nationals, just be absolute dog ass after. So, you know, I think this team's being is trying to set themselves up in that way. James Rosen seemingly had a really big impact on the offense side of things. We'll see if that continues. But yeah, I'm not trying to say the Yankees are all the way back. World Series is confirmed, all that stuff. What I'm saying is right now, these are encouraging signs. You're 2-0 against the Astros. That's good.
Oh, no, another thing that's really good, Shane Bieber looks fantastic. And we all know Shane Bieber is going to be a Yankee at the trade deadline, calling it months ahead of it. But you know what? This is a really good spot to be in for the Yankees. Why? You win the first two games without Gerrit Cole. And now you know that this team can win because of their offense. That's been a really big problem over the last couple of years. I know, you know, in 2022, we had a really great offense. Second half of the year kind of quieted down. But, you know, barring injury, it's really early to say. But I think this team has grit. They have youth. They have leadership now. Last year, we just didn't have enough leaders. Like, Volpe, I think, leads by example. Energetic guy. We know Judge is a leader. Soto, I mean, you're not going to find a more confident guy than him. We know Verdugo is. He was talking smack to the fans in Houston yesterday, which we love. As you know, Verdugo's been a little bit spotty offensively, but he talks his smack. I love it. We need some freaking personality on this team. Stanton had a homer. Daddy Stanton absolutely crushed one to left field. We love it. Shout out to Sam. loves Daddy Stanton.
My dog.
My dog. And then you have Austin Wells, who makes an impact here. You know, really great and like underrated narrative. He was phenomenal behind the dish yesterday. Phenomenal. Like, he kept Rodon calm, kept him collective, kept him in line. And the bullpen, my goodness, the bullpen has looked tremendous. Aside from a couple of scary moments with Clay Holmes, they've been fantastic. I mean, Birdie, fantastic. You know, Hamilton, fantastic. Loaisiga, fantastic. These guys have looked lights out. And Houston, by the way, who's supposed to have one of the best bullpens in the game, completely fallen apart against the Yankees. So that is a really good sign for us. So I'm really excited to see how this continues to progress in terms of how the Yankees, you know, attack these games. We'll see if Gleyber Torres plays today. I doubt he does. But again, our bet today, our parlay hit, is Juan Soto and Aaron Judge for hit apiece. Going with the stars today, you know, Hunter Brown's kind of a wild card here. He has a new sweeper that's really good. Was pretty good in spring training. But, you know, when in doubt, go with your superstars. And Soto's been red hot to start the season. And Judge, I think, picks it up. Even if Judge is struggling, I hit the parlay on opening day because he had a double late in the game. So I feel pretty confident that this is going to be another nice W for us. These hits have been really good. And as I saw on Twitter, if you want to make some free money, bet against the Oakland Athletics. -1.5 for the Cleveland Guardians today. They have JP Sears, our old friend, on the mound for the Athletics. I think the Cleveland Guardians probably whopped them. I think the Athletics have scored 2 runs to start the season in 2 games. They've lost 8-2 or 8-4 and then 6-0. They've been terrible. So bet against the Athletics if you want free money. And the Yankees hits are always good. We'll do the matchups and the data for you as always. And if you're interested in more of our plays, NBA stuff too, make sure to join our Discord. As always, make sure to drop your comments down in the YouTube comment section. Like and subscribe as always, my friends. Let's go Yankees tonight. And we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.
Perfect.